Well, the decision was made a good few years ago. I missed politics from the first day that I lost my seat. And for the last number of years, you can't really do anything about it until it comes around again. But I had made the decision, like, as I said, a couple of years ago. And I even told the editor of your station there at Christmas that I'd be running and I'd be late into the race. So it was a decision that was made a long time ago.
You're running as an independent this time.
Yes, I'm going as an independent, and I have already stated that I feel that I've always been a very strong-minded person, and I always found it difficult in actually taking responsibility, particularly when you go canvassing on the doors for other people's actions. So I just want to be responsible for my own actions, and I want to be able to speak my mind, you know, without fear or repercussion for what I have to say, and stand by what I believe in and what I say. That's what I want to do, and that's why I'm going as an independent candidate.
We are watching it from the sidelines for the last while, looking in on the whole political scene. Just tell me what you think now are the big priorities. What would your main issues be as you start off on this campaign?
Yeah, well, a lot of the candidates are promising stuff that you just can't deliver on, particularly national issues. I'm a great believer, if you're running for local elections, it's the local issues that you actually concentrate on. And you have to be realistic. They have to be issues that you can deliver on as well. So local government has always played a pivotal role in relation to housing. And I think one of the most important issues for young people in particular in this country, the whole country, and in Sligo is housing. So housing would be a big priority of mine. And through the vehicle of local government, I think we can deliver so that people can have a home of their own. And that's a big start in their lives, so that they can have the security of having a home of their own, and they can go from that then and grow and mature and develop their lives and develop a family, have a family, and you know, and that's a big starting point for them. And at the moment, there's nothing being done in that regard. It's very, very poor, and it's not right. And I'd be making that a huge priority, along with other issues like.
You have had long experience in local politics on the old corporation, Sligo County Council, a mayor a number of times. That'll give you an insight, I suppose, into how the thing works that other people mightn't have.
That's true, you know, and that's why when I actually list my priorities, the regeneration of our town is in there. It's very, I again, passionately, you know, want to see that this town of ours is brought back up to the standard that it deserves. It's not that far away from it. You know, it just needs an overhaul, and we're close to it, but we need to get policies in place that will bring back every street in Sligo, particularly our commercial streets in Sligo, bring them back up in where they're occupied and they look well and there's jobs being created. And that can be done again through the local government, through the local vehicle of local government. And I have policies that I have in mind in relation to that that I'll be putting to the council if I get elected, and that I hope will be agreed on and that can be acted on.